Because movie lovers wonder when they'll be able to enjoy films in movie theaters again, and the near future of festivals remains unclear, the California Film Institute is stepping up to the plate. To learn more, we're joined on the KCBS Ring Central Newsline by Mark Fishkin. He is founder and executive director of the California Film Institute, also director and founder of the Mill Valley Film Festival. Mark, always a pleasure to talk to you. Thanks for joining us.
Yeah, it's great to talk to you, too, and it's a very unusual holiday weekend.
It is. So, first of all, California Film Institute, how has it been adapting its programming?
Well, my incredible staff has just really pivoted to the digital world in a very substantial way. So, the California Film Institute has a lot of different programs. So the beautiful Smith Rufell Film Center, for one. And in that program, we have created a substantial amount of content that that you can get through our website. At Rufell at Home is what we call it. And many of these films are films that we would have shown at the Rufell live in person. So there are films like coming up and playing actually now, Diane Kennedy, on the great chef and environmentalist, The Ghost of Peter Sellers. But many of the other programs are unique to CFI. And these are the kinds of films that you may have seen at a festival. And you wonder, whatever happened to these films? How can I see them? And we're bringing them to you.
So those films are happening right now. People can go online and buy an e-ticket. Will this be enough? Are you financially going to make it through this? So many businesses are wondering.
It's a very fragile situation for any nonprofit organization like us in the arts. But as you know, our income is both from earned revenue and from contributed revenue. And yes, we need to rely on our donors. This is very important for us, an organization like ours that has been in existence for over 40 decades, to have that continued support. So that's what we're looking to. But in the meantime, to bring valuable content to our membership and to our community. For instance, one of the films that I was kind of referring to is a film called 16 Bars that stars Speech, the great musician from the group called Arrested Development. And we'll be showing this film with a Q&A on our website. So we have films like that, films like that we've resurrected that are a little bit older, like from Nancy Kelly, the great director of 1,000 Pieces of Gold, and we'll couple that with a Q&A with Rosalind Chow and Chris Cooper, and bring our community these unique films.
The Mill Valley Film Festival coming up in October, what's it going to look like, or do we know yet?
Well, no, we can't say 100% for sure what it will exactly look like. We are planning for it to go ahead on the same dates that we originally had them, October 8th through 18th, and we're exploring all different things. Obviously, online is something we know we can do, and it's very exciting, the possibilities that exist there to bring premieres and not only Q&As, but special events and music. And there are other elements that deal with the outdoors. But as you know, information, things are changing every day, what we can do. And our biggest concern is the health of our constituency.
Mark Fishkin, founder, executive director, California Film Institute, and founder of Mill Valley Film Festival. Thanks so much.
Thank you, Liz.